This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, kind of a new episode today. This is not just an If I Were You.
This is big.
This is the beginning of a new podcast miniseries, potentially called a subcast.
It might be a maxi series. Oh. We don't know how into this we're going to get.
But yeah, this might be
the main cast.
It'll be a new show that'll run parallel alongside If I Were You.
Right.
This first episode is going to be released right here, just on our natural If I Were You feed.
Main feed.
And then after that, we're going to head to patreon.com/JA, and the rest of the episodes will be there.
Correct.
The show is, of course, me and you diving headfirst into the magical world of English Premier League football.
Football.
Not soccer.
Not soccer. You will never hear us call it soccer on that fucking podcast.
Actually, we accidentally call it soccer a lot.
All the time.
It's hard. We've been brainwashed. Yeah. 30 plus years of living in America will do that to you.
We are sorry in advance.
But we're trying. We're trying to learn. We're talking to our friends. We're talking to other fans. We want to become English Premier League fans. We love football from the World Cup, and we want to try to dive headfirst into club soccer, and this is our attempt to do so.
Yeah, and I've talked about this on the show before, how we wanted to get into football.
We do.
And I really, like, I had never heard from so many people. So many folks slid into my DMs.
Yeah.
And I want you all to know that I heard you, and that I read the messages, and that I told Amir that we should definitely do it, and here we are. So thank you for your passion.
So our first,
check it out.
Our first guest in this pilot show is Rahul Kohli, super funny, huge Liverpool fan. Mm-hmm. He's going to be answering a bunch of questions we have about the EPL and about his favorite team, and he's going to try to sell us on Liverpool.
That's right.
But it doesn't stop there. We're going to be talking to as many people as possible, trying to get as many opinions as possible as to who we should root for.
For instance, if you finish this episode with Raul and you like it enough to check out the second episode, which we did with Chris Smith,
mm-hmm.
that's in our Patreon feed right now. So
yeah.
There are two of these podcasts out now.
That's right. So first episode here, and first and second episode on patreon.com/JA. He's more of a Chelsea fan. I don't know. Everyone makes a good point. We want you guys to chime in as well.
Let us know who you think we should root for.
Leave a comment. Tweet at us. Slide into our DMs. We are for sale right now.
That's right. And if you are interested in this podcast and that makes you go to our Patreon, then good news, you get all of the other shit that's already on the Patreon.
Yeah, we're not creating a new tier just for this show.
Yeah.
We want very egalitarian. For the $4.99, you're getting the bonus If I Were You. You're getting the Jake and Amir watch videos, including the back catalog that you might have missed out on. Mm-hmm. And then starting today, new episodes of this show. So check it out. Let us know what you think. Slide into every DM possible. Leave a comment in the Patreon. And we hope you enjoy this soccer podcast. Let's get started.
Later.
All right, welcome to this currently unnamed podcast idea right now.
Yeah, we started very haphazardly.
Yeah, this was an idea that we sort of wanted to get serious about 90 minutes ago.
Yep.
Tweeted about football/soccer. Said, does anybody here know any fans in comedy of football? A lady whose name I should probably pull up right now suggested Rahul. I'm like, yes, he is a fan of football / soccer. Texted you.
I thought you were going to say he is funny, but you just went for the...
that guy knows what soccer is.
Anybody can be funny, but you're funny and a football / I feel we should just decide right now, soccer or football. I feel pretentious.
There's no decision
saying
to make.
Football.
You're not saying soccer while I'm sitting.
I will call it football. But I think it feels wrong, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think I like football.
Okay.
This is good. I get to forget the name of a whole entire sport.
Is that because with it's easier for you to, like with football being the fact that we sort of kick it for 90 minutes?
Yeah.
That's cool. Kick it could be the, all right, we were going to talk about names of the show, but kick it's a great one. Mm-hmm. We'll pitch this stuff later. But the lady is Kathleen. Kathleen Awesome is the one who suggested Rahul. 2 hours later, we're talking to you about football.
She ruined my brunch plans.
The idea was Jake and I are sports fans in general. We love soccer, World Cup soccer.
Football.
Fuck. Dude.
We're already out of top to a bad foot.
People are unsubscribing from this podcast.
So we're like, let's document this journey where we decide which EPL. Do you say EPL?
I abbreviated the English Premier League.
Okay, the English Premier League. Which squad, club, team?
Squad. Yeah,
club.
Club? Club?
Let's go soccer. Let's go squad. Let's go goals. Favorite soccer squad.
All right, this episode's called Squad Goals. Okay, which Premier League team, club, squad we end up rooting for? Our fandom is for sale right now.
Okay.
We want to become fans.
Do you want me to pitch my club?
Pitch, yes. Which is another pun, because that's the name of the soccer field, a.k.a. the football pitch.
That's right, yeah.
Is that real? Wow.
Pitch,
so we're learning a little bit. And then in so doing, we learn about the EPL in general.
Okay.
So why don't we start with our general questions? Because, you know, we see it from afar, and I know some things, but you can clarify others. Mm-hmm. True or false, there is no playoffs?
No, not really.
So the end of the regular season, whoever's the number one team,
yeah,
just wins.
Yeah, it's just points based.
Yeah,
points. So you, in the EPL,
nice.
You have 20 teams, and they will play each other twice.
Okay, so 40
yeah,
matches.
Yeah, so every
total.
Club will play 38 games.
Right.
One's 19. Home and one's away.
That's so simple.
Right?
That's great.
So a win gets you 3 points.
Uh-huh.
A draw gets you 1 point.
Okay.
And a loss leaves you with no points.
Penalty kicks?
That's something completely different.
Overtime?
That again, more different stuff there. Again.
So regulation, 90 minutes, it's over. If it's a tie, it's a draw.
There will always be added time. Uh-huh. So added time is for, so it's for stoppages. So stoppage, if you had if you had an injury or substitutions are taking too long.
Yeah,
they
had that in the World Cup.
Yeah, they will add on. It's usually averages probably about 2 to 3 minutes, probably about 3 minutes.
But there's no 15-minute overtime period.
No, because there's not for the league. That will always just be regulation 90 minutes plus added time.
Okay.
And that's it.
So
because you can end in a draw. The only reason you would ever have extra time and penalties is when you can only have a winner out of that game. Whereas you're allowed to draw in the Premier League.
Right. If it's like a tournament where you need a winner, you go to penalty kicks.
Exactly.
But this regular season, this EPL, that doesn't even have a playoffs, it's just 3.1 point total points at the end of the season, whoever has
Absolutely.
The most wins.
Yeah.
So there will be a time where like there's 3 games left in the season, but this team is so far ahead for now 3 weeks, people are playing meaningless football games?
Pretty much, yeah. So you can win. Some teams have won almost like, I think, don't quote me on that, like 10 weeks early. You can mathematically do it.
Wow. So if you're like 30-1.
That doesn't, sound very American.
Yeah.
Well, they will actually do that. Like there'll be a game, usually one of the big boys will just steamroll through the season and then they'll be like, all right, well, they've mathematically won now. But we also have relegations.
Right. So that's what I wanted to ask you about too.
Tell me about relegations.
So every year, 3 teams will be relegated to the lower division.
The bottom 3 teams?
Yeah.
It's like the minor leagues.
Yeah, sort of, I guess.
Are there 40 teams down there too?
Not 40. There's... Oh, shit. Okay. Now I've been on this.
Well, nobody gives a fuck about the minors
until your
team
is there.
So you got the Premier League and then you got the Championship.
Right.
And that's its own. And there's more than 20 teams, I believe, in the Championship. And then you got Division 1, 2, 1, 2. It just keeps going as you go down. But the Premier League is the top spot.
So do the bottom 3 teams
get promoted?
Three teams in the lower league get promoted.
And they
the
go
bottom,
up and three and go
what
down.
About the bottom three teams in that league? Do they get lower?
Yeah.
So you can go all the way down to the dark black pit of the world.
Absolutely.
The last three teams just play bowling. They don't play soccer.
It's rare.
You're so bad you can't play football.
you don't get to play this sport anymore.
You become a mailman now.
Cardiff City. Has your favorite team ever been relegated? Like, what is that like for a season?
Not in my lifetime.
Okay. That's such an
so
exciting...
Are the big boys, like, top five? All the... Like, tell me who are the big boys.
So right now, you'd say it's probably the top six. So Manchester City, Liverpool, Tottenham, Chelsea, Arsenal, and Manchester United.
Those are the ones you've heard of. Like, those sound familiar.
Yeah. I feel like right off the bat, we're going to choose one of the big boys. We're not going to choose...
You are, yeah.
Huddersfield? What was the...
Huddersfield?
Some of these names are absurd. Like, yeah. I've never heard of... There's a city named Crystal Palace. There's a team named that.
Crystal Palace is a team in London.
That's actually a really cool name.
Just named after a casino or something?
Well, you know, like, you got Arsenal, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're London.
So London just has, like, six teams?
Yeah. They got Watford, Arsenal. Shit. Okay, here we go. West Ham, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham, Palace...
And they're all
Fulham. There's a few.
So let me ask you this. Do they have mascots like in basketball or football? It's like the Eagles, the Bears. So does anyone call Arsenal? It's like, oh, I don't say that. I say they're the, what are they?
Well, they have, everyone has like a nickname. So the Arsenal fans would be called the Gunners.
Okay.
Or the team would be, they'd be called the Gunners because I'm going to get so, my own people are going to be very upset with my lack of knowledge here. But Arsenal's badge has a cannon on it, a gun.
Got it. Which wouldn't fly in America. The Bullets had to change their name to the Wizards. Like, it Gunners, forget about it.
And we're
that
we're,
wouldn't
we're,
fly in America.
That's right.
We have the Redskins.
Redskins, a straight up slur.
The Bullets isn't racist enough for us.
What do you have in an ethnic slur about Indians?
But so everyone has this like nickname type thing.
Yeah.
Liverpool fans. Well, actually, we get.
It looks like you're wearing a Liverpool sweatshirt right now.
I am, yeah.
That looks like a dragon or a griffin.
A phoenix of sorts.
It's a bird. It's a liver bird.
A liver bird?
A liver bird, which is the national, it's this Liverpool City symbol.
Got it.
What kind of bird is a liver bird? Is it a bird of prey?
I have no idea.
Is it fictional?
You guys are making me look really fucking bad right now.
It's just going to be hard to get me to root for a team that has a bird.
You got birds in it, falcons and
falcons, eagles.
Yeah,
hawks.
Those are birds.
The hawks.
Prey.
Yeah, the hawks.
You got like a rooster or a cock or something.
The San Diego chickens.
There is South Carolina Gamecocks, right?
Oh, yeah, the Gamecocks. Here's another question for you. Mm. Players not getting traded but getting purchased. What's that about?
Okay, so yeah, it's an open market basically.
So in basketball, a player has a contract.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, 5-year deal, $180 million. Mm-hmm. So if you want him, you got to trade for him, or he becomes a free agent at the end of that 5 years, and you pay him his money.
So
how does it work in the EPL?
So you guys, how does the trade work, just real quick?
Let's say the Warriors wanted to trade Steph Curry. They try to get players of equal value back for him.
Okay.
And they have to, like, the money that he makes has to match up roughly.
But they they're not paying out any money to buy him.
Correct. That doesn't exist. What is that? The buying of the player.
So what would happen is say you were, you know, the head of Liverpool, whatever, right? And you wanted Messi. Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi.
I've been told I look like him, so there's that much.
You are Lionel Messi.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Messi, for sure.
Should get a sleeve.
What team does he play for?
He plays for FC Barcelona.
Not even this league.
He's not, no, he's in La Liga.
Could you buy it?
Anywhere in the world.
Okay, so what is that? Okay, let's say Liverpool wants him.
That's
what do they do?
So what we have to do is...
That's like the NHL buying Steph Curry. Like, all right, you don't change team, but you also change... You're going to be in a different league.
It's like buying a European player, drafting him.
You've got two windows of opportunity. There are two transfer windows in a given season.
Okay.
So it's before the season starts.
Uh-huh.
You've got, I think they reduced it this year in the Premier League, but you usually have between July and then the end of August, I believe, is when the transfer window shuts.
Okay.
So that's when you can do your business. And then it reopens for 1 month at the beginning of Jan, and then it ends 31st of Jan. So right now, currently, the transfer window's open. So say Liverpool wanted to buy Lionel Messi.
Okay.
What they would do is... it's to do with his contract too. So he would have signed, he signed a new deal. So he's going to pledge his entire career there. So he may have a buyout clause in his contract. So they might say that his buyout clause right now is 500 million euros.
So who gets that half a billion euros?
It's the club. Not
the club.
You've got to buy his contract out. So that's a buyout clause.
And then you have to pay the player.
Then the wages are a completely different thing. So just trying to get, just to buy him, the club can decline at any time, particularly if the player's in contract.
So they can buy him, and then Lionel Messi could just be like, well, you're going to have to pay me a lot of money because I don't want to play.
Yeah, you would have
to
negotiate.
You could buy a player and then also not get them to play for you?
Well, I mean...
Or is that all
you wouldn't buy it.
A player can be sent against their will, because once you buy him, you buy him, right?
So let's say Liverpool does. Okay, half a billion, that's worth
it. So what we've done there is, all we've done is we've triggered his buyout clause.
Okay.
I'm just assuming that that's what he has in his contract, because he may have has a contract where there is no buyout clause. There is no set amount to how you can trigger negotiations.
Got it.
It could be completely open-ended.
Wow.
So we may have to... We could go, hey, 500 million for Messi, and then go, nah, fuck off.
Wow.
So you go,
okay.
6, 7, 8. It can just keep going at that point.
What's the highest buyout that's ever happened?
I have no idea. Okay. But I know that, I think Neymar went for the most money so far. I think he's the highest. Yeah, what was he?
Is he in the EPL?
No, he's currently in the French league.
So who's the
league?
Who's the best player? The EPL.
In the EPL?
Yeah.
Right now,
yep.
That comes from, that's biased though. Now you're gonna get,
cause, right? Yeah,
because it's the guy.
I'd say there's a couple at City. There's Silva, Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh yeah, I know him really from well. Belgium, right?
Yeah, from Belgium.
Yeah, Kevin World De Bruyne. World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
We currently probably have the best centre back defender in the world.
Mo? Who's...
No, Virgil van Dijk.
Why do I not know that guy? Where is he from? Did he play in the World Cup?
He's from Holland. He did. Were Holland even
I sure
in
hope
World?
So. Oh, they did not.
They weren't.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen him. I
Wait,
don't think they were.
Just to go back a second, I pay him $500 million. That's the buyout. That means that his contract is void and now I have to negotiate with Messi?
Now you have to negotiate. Yeah, so that's the set fee that the club said. If you want to talk, that's how much you have to pay. So you've kind of already just paid that. So that's now you talk to Messi, and then you
so
also
half a billion
have
to get him in the room.
This is,
to
this is like the difference room between you and I. Like, you care about the money and the contracts.
Yeah, I'm
you don't
curious.
Want to fucking talk about the players.
I don't know about positions.
I want to know who the hottest goalie is.
Alisson Becker. Google him. Alisson Becker, 100%. I want you to Google him. He plays for Liverpool, and he may pass a resemblance to someone. I don't know. Maybe.
Let me see this
Alisson
guy.
Becker. Isn't that also the name of a comedian?
It is, Alisson Becker. Oh, this guy's got... Oh, look at his hair.
Alisson Becker.
He's got that kind of
Brazilian.
He's got that like dark hair, dark beard, kind of 6'4".
I see why you're so taken with it.
He looks white, I should say.
He's from Brazil.
Can I just ask you about the players that I know from the World Cup and ask where they play? What about Harry Kane?
Harry Kane plays for Tottenham.
Tottenham
Hotspurs.
Are they good?
London club. Yeah, pretty good.
They
haven't won much.
What about Mbappe?
Kylian Mbappe plays for Paris Saint-Germain.
Different league.
Ligue 1, French league.
But then these teams sometimes play each other, right?
Now that's the Champions League.
Oh my God.
This is a fucking mess.
All right. Okay.
We've got to find a way to make this concise.
The EPL, we know that the top... The
EPL is easy, 20.
Yeah. You're looking 20, for a Premier League team, right?
Home and away, yes.
Okay. But the team with the best record... wins the EPL. Is that like a big... I mean, that must be a big deal.
It's huge.
Is it like winning the Super Bowl?
I mean, but in the only people in England would really care.
So here's the weird thing. This
Champions League.
This is why it's very un-American, because America created the Super Bowl. They can sell commercials. They can make a big deal out of it. They own it. They can monetize it.
Mm-hmm.
With the EPL, you don't know when the Super Bowl is going to happen. It could be a random Thursday at 4:30 a.m. the team clinches the best record and they're celebrating like they won the championship, and you don't know if that's going to be on March 3rd or April 15th.
That is okay. Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, there is the day the club lifts the trophy, for instance, or wins the league.
Yeah,
it is random. It can happen on the final day.
Do they get the trophy that day? You're like,
It depends.
It's mathematically impossible for anybody but you to win. Here's the trophy.
I think what they'll do is they'll either, they could win, say they win, but their win is dependent on someone else's loss that was playing at the same time.
Yeah, they could lose and then somebody else loses and then they get, they lost, but they win the world championship that day.
They could, in theory, yeah.
Are they celebrating could, as though they
could,
won?
You could draw, I guess.
And then start
and
celebrating.
And the other team could, and then we haven't even got to goal difference yet.
Oh my God.
Here's the other, like, I'm just like comparing this to American football, where like your team could basically be at 500, you know, like 5-5, but you're not mathematically, you could still win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
You just got to get lucky at the right time.
Your team could kind of suck and go all the way into the playoffs.
No, that's not going to happen with the Premier League. So you need to be super consistent.
And as a fan, are you invested in every single game? Like, what if I chose?
Yeah, right now I am.
Really?
Oh, the margins are so thin right now.
So what if your team is just consistently like 15-15 or whatever the
you're not even close.
Yeah. Like, do you watch the final weeks? Do you?
I guess
you
care? Do. I mean, it depends. If you're a mid-table team, I mean, the support and the passion will always drive you through, and the feeling of a win is always good anyway, right?
Right.
Regardless of whether you're competing or not, but there's not just that. So fucking hell. Okay, are you ready for this? So, top place, you win the trophy, right? You win the Premier League.
Yep.
But if you finish in the top four, so 2, 3, and 4,
you're... So right now it's Liverpool, Man City, Tottenham, and Chelsea.
That's right. So right now, those four have a spot in next year's Champions League tournament.
Which is like the best of the best.
Best of the best.
So four best in Italy, talking. Four best of this, absolutely. Four best
I think
of that.
The amount changes depending on the league. Not that everyone gets dope. Four complete entries.
Wait, yeah. So that Champions League is with the French
Yeah, so you'll get Liga, you get
so it's
La
like
Liga.
FC Barcelona versus Man City.
And the United absolutely. States, are they in there?
They are not.
The LA Galaxy doesn't play?
They're not. It's pure, it's only, it's a UEFA, so it's only the European teams.
So cool. The Seattle Sounders are not going to be playing Boner Mouth, for example?
No, they
when
will
does
not.
That, when does that start?
So that plays at the exact same time as the leagues are going on. So you're going to play midweek. So if you're good, you're actually getting hammered, because we will play a game where we might play City, Manchester City, who are one of the best teams in the world. We might have them on Saturday, and then on Tuesday or Wednesday, we may play Barcelona.
So these like they're going out at the same time.
No, I veto that. That's
but one's
that's
for the
insane.
Premier League and then one's for the Champions League.
All right, so for the Champions League, how do you win the absurd. Champions League? Is that
the so same? The Champions League is no. So the Champions League's different. So all so the champ there's a pot and they mix up the teams, right? So you're in these tiny little leagues made up of four teams, and the top two from each of those mini leagues will go into a knockout tournament. So it becomes, you'll get to the final 16.
So that one's like a little World Cup action.
It's exactly
it's
like
a, oh, that's
it's
so ex- what's,
it, you know what?
And
yeah,
that it, happens what, every year?
Every year.
So what's oh, considered awesome. Better? Winning, would you rather Liverpool be the number one English Premier League team, or would you rather them win the Champions?
Okay, so the Champions League, we've won the Champions League or the European Cup, because it's changed names over time, but Liverpool currently have won it the most times of any team in the English Premier League.
That's
we
great.
Have You're we have Yankees. It for five.
Five.
Yeah. And but that, we made it to the finals you... last year where Eight. We lost
to
Real Madrid. They Mo Salah is our best player.
Oh, he was
Sergio
injured.
Ramos dislocated his shoulder and took him off the pitch in 30 minutes.
Sounds like you're over it anyway. So what's a bigger deal, winning the Champions League?
I think that depends
League?
On the team. Because Liverpool, the problem with Liverpool, because I'm going to pitch you my team because I want you to be Liverpool fans.
That's right.
The problem with Liverpool is they haven't actually won the league in 28 or 29 years.
Wow.
Whoa, so
it's a bogey.
Wow. Yeah. All right. So even though they have the best record in the Champions League.
For yeah, but they did most of their good work in the 70s and 80s. So Liverpool were the juggernauts of football before I was born. Won everything. And by the way, so another thing, it never used to be the Premier League. Premier Uh-oh. League only started in the 90s. Beforehand,
what the hell?
It was just the first division. It was just called League One, I guess.
How many teams were in there?
I have no idea. I assume it's similar to what we have. It just became its own thing.
Interesting.
All right.
Liverpool haven't won since it turned into the Premier League. So people hold that over us. But if you take what that cup is and what it represented for all the years, we've won it 18 times.
When it was a different league.
Yeah.
That's kind of like football. There was like before the AFL or the NFC and the AFC created the NFL, there was like a football league before.
Yeah. That. So your record still counts to a certain degree. Yeah. So they still were the winners of the top league in England.
It just wasn't the Premier
League. I like a team with a chip on their shoulder. That's kind of nice.
We absolutely have a chip on our shoulder.
All right,
because Man United, who are City rivals, now they're the deep hatred between Liverpool and Manchester. Deep hatred, like fights, riots, that kind of thing.
Why is that?
I think it's to do with, I don't know, I obviously I'm from London, which is which upsets people that I support a team that's not from my city, but it's to do with, I think it's to do with the docks and employment. There's a whole load of things going on with that, but they also became rivals because Liverpool were on top. And so there's this big city, you know, rivalry between Manchester and Liverpool. And then when Liverpool stopped winning, Manchester United had Sir Alex Ferguson, probably the greatest football manager ever. And he won it.
Sir Alex Ferguson. That's like Bill Belichick. It sounds so much cooler.
Is he mean? Like Belichick? Wait, how many times did they win?
They are up to, so if we're 18, they're 20.
20 times.
On top of the EPL.
And a lot of them are Premier Leagues.
So Manchester United, I think, is the Yankees. Do they spend the most money too?
They haven't in recent years. I think there's been an influx of, Manchester City, different team, same city.
Yeah.
They had Arab owners come in.
Yeah.
And just throw in like billion or something. They're just like, they just buy who they want. Chelsea had it way back when with Abramovich. He was a Russian oil guy.
Oligarch.
He came in.
You need the billionaires.
You do. You need that investment.
So let me ask you this. Oh, sorry. You're going to go?
Yeah, I'm enthralled.
I'm trying so hard to make this interesting.
We're just throwing questions at you.
I've got some geography questions for you.
Mine are the exact opposite. Where is Liverpool?
I truly, like, I have no idea where anything is.
Okay.
So when you say they're city rivals, are Liverpool and Manchester, like, in the same
part of the country?
Well, firstly, England's small, right?
Yeah.
So London being
Where's Huddersfield?
Where is Bonermouth? I'm serious.
You're actually going to have to Google some of this stuff because even I don't know where Huddersfield is.
Got it.
I'm not great on geography, but you know where London is, right, on a map?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you know where Wales is?
No.
Okay. So London is what? Southeast.
Right.
Around there, right? And then Wales is there. Which is the furthest side.
The opposite side.
Yeah, it's his opposite side, for way out west. Liverpool is like northwest.
So it's
above Wales, I think, and it's about a 3 to 4 hour drive from London.
So it's actually not,
if you think about it, it's the same drive to Vegas, except have you heard the accent change?
No. Let's hear it.
I can't do it. You'd have to type in Liverpool accent.
It's the Beatles.
It's the Beatles. But even theirs isn't as strong as what like a player like our legend Stephen Gerrard's is. You probably wouldn't understand him.
Really?
But that's a four-hour drive. And if you go just an hour, have you watched Peaky Blinders?
No.
I've seen the pilot episode.
So you heard that accent, right?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Let's hear that one.
Again, can't do it.
Okay.
But that's only an hour and a half drive from London, and the accent completely changes. So
an hour and a half.
Are you a Liverpool fan, even though you're born in London, but for the most part, are people born into their fandom?
Yeah, they usually do.
If you're born in Huddersfield, are you?
Yeah, more than likely. The reason I think like people like clubs like Manchester United and Liverpool tend to have supporters all around the UK is just because there's a lot to do with immigration as well. A lot of immigrants, when they move, don't really have an attachment to their city. So I know a lot of Indian people. When they immigrated to the UK, Liverpool were on top.
So they just like...
You just picked that team.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's so kind of like new, how everybody...
Because so the UK of, is almost your... That's like your new home, the whole entire place.
Yeah. And I mean, you don't fucking know. Who's winning right now?
Civic pride quite yet.
Exactly. So
it's like everybody was a Bulls fan in the 90s because Michael Jordan
was
there.
I am a Bulls fan.
There we go. okay. Salary cap question.
Yeah.
Is there a hard cap? Or can you spend as much money as you want?
I think you can spend as much. There is a rule now. There is a fair play rule, fair spending rule, which is you can't spend above your It's not really enforced. Kind of, yeah. You have to, like, you can't just overspend, but it's not really
fiscal responsibility, just a general rule.
Yeah, what's your income, what's your ingoings, outgoings,
don't
blah, blah, blah.
Don't debt yourself.
But it doesn't really, I don't think it's monitored properly. All right.
Sexy soccer player question.
Yes, I can do
who's
that now.
Who's the most jacked player?
Jacked?
Yeah.
Like, I know who's got the best legs.
Oh.
You want to see the best calves?
Yeah. Who's got the best calves?
Shaqiri.
S-H-A-K-I-R. K-I-R. Oh, this is the short dude.
Yeah, look at his calves.
He's so short.
What team is he on? Is he French?
Liverpool?
Oh, Liverpool? No, but...
He's Swiss.
Oh, Swiss.
I think he's Swiss.
Yeah. Calves.
So he's got the best calves.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus God. I gasped.
His calves look like arms.
My God.
They're ridiculous.
So what can you do with that? On a soccer field.
I think you'd sprint. I feel like you could do short bursts of
look
just
at his,
power.
Look
right?
at his thick legs.
So thick. That looks like my torso. Jesus Christ, it's so bulbous.
It's ridiculous.
And you think it's
See,
because
I
he's short?
The fucking good questions on this
I think
podcast.
He works on him. I don't know if that's just the way he is. You've got to do something to get that. How do you work out your...
Calf raises forever until you die.
Yeah, he's just constantly doing calf raises.
And then on the other,
a lot of dudes
on the other side,
get
is
implants
this tall,
though, right? Because you can't. That's really hard to work out. I know a lot of jacked personal trainers who are
yeah,
really upset
like,
by their calves.
Yeah, that one is like natural more than anything else. Like you either have thicker legs or skinnier
like
legs, and you can't. Yeah, like my or someone's one's penis could be. Who's got the biggest dick in the EPL?
That's a great question.
Yeah, does anybody's dick
it's come
ever
out.
Flop out? Of-
yeah, it's come out.
Really?
Whose dick come out? Someone's dick famously flopped out. Manchester United. Gary Paul Scholes. Type in Paul Scholes penis.
How do you type that?
So
last
Paul
name?
And then S C O H L E S. I think Scholes on
Scholes. Paul Scholes penis is not a bad name for this.
I think
podcast.
His penis. Came out.
Football players photographed with their penis out or erect.
I didn't ask for it to be erect.
Well, yeah. Oh, under their shorts. Oh. Yeah, there's a whole like message.
There's
board
a dark
it.
Web.
I think it was Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
I think his penis came
that
out.
That awkward moment when your dick is the tweet. And then there's no photo attached.
There should be.
I'll dig around.
Yeah,
just Google images.
Yeah, images, dude. Turn off the safe search. But you had to turn it off for Shaqiri's calves.
They're that dangerously hot. Okay, let's now get to you selling us on Liverpool or perhaps throwing some other squads under
I'm
the bus.
I'm not going to throw another squad at you.
No, under the bus. Like, do not choose. So which, if you had to choose one to...
That's a fun little segment.
To.
So let's say, even if we don't choose Liverpool, just tell us one team that you would really, really hate for us to choose.
United, Manchester United.
And
just can't do it.
Tell me, because you're talking to a Yankee and a Laker fan, so like anything's in play for us.
Yankee and a Lakers fan?
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the Boston Red Sox?
I hate the Red Sox.
Oh, this isn't good. Fenway Sports Group.
Bad. Boston bad for both of us.
They own Liverpool.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Tough start.
Yeah. But
it's kind of interesting.
They also,
like, there's like an American connection there.
Don't Fenway own LeBron James or manage him or something? Something there.
Not that I know of, but maybe
sure there's a connection
sort of...
between Fenway and because LeBron is a major shareholder in Liverpool.
Oh, okay.
Whoa,
now
I'm
back in.
I'm playing dirty.
Now I'm back in.
So if you type in LeBron Liverpool, there's pictures of him wearing the shirt. He tweets about it. He Instagrams
yeah,
about it.
There is Wait, some connection.
He owns a piece of the team?
Let's yeah, see. He's a major shareholder. I think he's a major
LeBron
shareholder.
LeBron Liverpool connection. That's a good selling point. His investment in Liverpool.
We also are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Come on.
Ooh.
That is very Boston.
Yeah.
Right? Very, very Boston.
Okay, so which Manchester United is the don't?
That would be my
them.
Bogey team. Yeah, that would be my don't team. But you know what? United, as much as I've got a bigger problem with Manchester City.
Let's hear that. Why?
Because they're like a team in Madden or FIFA and someone's turned on some sort of fucking cheat code for unlimited spending.
Oh, so they just, that's the Yankees.
That's what they say.
Oh,
that's what the Yankees
There's no salary
are.
Cap in baseball. They're like, all right, if
so
there's a pretty
just,
good
we
player, we'll give him $300 million.
Yeah, so what's happening is that they are, why you should watch this year and why I think Liverpool are a great example is because we have spent money. I mean, we went out and spent like, what was it, 75 million on Virgil van Dijk, which was the most money ever spent for a defender.
For 1 year?
No. We signed him for like a 5-year deal.
5 for 7.
But that was just, that's not his wage. That's just what we paid the club to get him.
That's this buyout thing.
That was their either his transfer fee or we triggered his buyout clause. I think that was just his transfer fee.
So $75 million.
That's what they said. So they would come back to us and say, he's not leaving this club for less than this. And then Liverpool said, sure, let's do it.
And then you have to pay him how much?
Then you have to pay him his weekly wage. Which
weekly?
I have no idea.
And you don't know what the weekly... So the number that everyone talks about...
You can type in Van Dyke, V-A-N space D-Y-K-E,
uh-huh.
Type in wage. And I think he's probably at... Maybe he's less than 200,000.
They get a weekly salary?
Yeah.
It's funny because everyone talks about the big figure, the buyout figure, but they don't really know about the contract amount. And in American sports, it's like the opposite. Everyone knows about the contract.
But you
amount.
Don't know what. Oh, I see.
There's no buyout. Because
you want to know how rich your favorite player is.
Yes, exactly. Ah. So £75 million figure makes Van Dijk the most expensive defender of all time. Liverpool has additionally handed Van Dijk a handsome £180,000 or £250,000 per week salary.
Yeah.
Quarter million a week.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then also you would have also had to have paid him a signing fee.
In addition.
Yeah.
Is 250K a week, is that through the season or like the whole year?
That will just be, yeah, that's his wage. That's it. That's just his. Yeah.
Does he get a wage playing in the Championship League too?
I believe it's
interesting.
I feel like it's all inclusive.
Yeah, your money doesn't go up. Like you, all right, so you're playing one game a week.
They'll get bonuses. I'm sure they get bonuses. I'm sure he'll get a bonus. And he'll be on a.
I'd hate for him to struggle for anything.
Sure. That's really sweet of you, man.
Yeah, I want him to make sure that he's getting paid in the off season.
But yeah, so there's bonuses as well. Like, if he keeps a clean sheet, which is, you know, we don't concede a goal throughout the game, I'm sure he gets a bonus, maybe a 10 grand.
That's a clean
sheet.
He'll
get something.
And do you have a favorite player?
Currently?
Yeah.
Probably Virgil van Dijk. So since he's come in, the problem with Liverpool is, firstly, we have probably the best manager, most charismatic guy you'll ever meet.
That's cool.
What's his name?
His name's Jurgen Klopp. And he's
German?
From Germany. Yep, he's from the Bundesliga. And he came in 3 years ago. Because Liverpool have been struggling, and what he's done to that squad without doing the Man City way of spending $500 million or whatever, he's just got them playing probably the most interesting attacking football right now.
So I'm getting Greg Popovich vibes from him, if you know
who that is.
He's the Spurs basketball coach.
Oh, okay.
They don't have the best team, but like they never miss the playoffs because Pop is like the king. He's like the most intelligent strategy guy.
Oh, okay.
Who gets the most out of his players without necessarily
outspending? There's a few of them. We've got a few. I think like he's up there with like, I'd say right now he's probably in the top three in the managers in the EPL. So Pep Guardiola, who's Manchester City's manager, Pochettino, who's Tottenham's manager, and Klopp, who's our manager. They're probably the three best. But ours has the most personality, and
that's cool.
People just love him.
What are Liverpool's colors?
We're red.
Red? Straight up red.
Straight red.
Just red.
Yeah.
I feel like every other sport in the world is two colors, right?
Well, the Red Sox are just red.
They're red and blue.
So Arsenal are red and white.
Okay. Arsenal's red and white.
Red and white. Manchester United are red and black.
Okay.
All red, black and white.
Liverpool's
red and black.
Just straight up
Liverpool's
red.
Straight red, always.
Do you guys,
the shorts and the shirt will always
be red. Do
you
have a song?
We do have a song. We have a very famous song.
Let's hear it.
It's You'll Never Walk Alone by Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Sorry, you just took another real famous song and made it your song? Or they wrote it for Liverpool?
We took a famous song and made it our song.
Kind of like the Red Sox
Caroline. Yeah.
It was, I believe it was the most famous Liverpool manager ever who took them from a nothing team to like a top side way back when. Bill Shankly. He's the most revered manager of our club's history. I guess he's like the Vince Lombardi of the Packers.
Got it.
Is that right? Yeah,
yeah,
something
the most
like
famous coach of all time.
Yeah. His favorite song was You'll Never Walk Alone, and that became the team's anthem.
What about like a chant or a cheer?
Yeah, there's a few. We got one from Mo Salah.
Like when he scores or when he like gets introduced?
Just during the game.
And just like it breaks out?
And it's always and it will always be to a pop culture song. So Mo Salah's one is the same theme as that song. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Oh, sit down. Sit down next to me. That song?
Sure.
You heard it?
I don't know if I do know that song.
Sit down next to me. So the Mo Salah song is Mo Salah, Mo Salah, Mo Salah, running down the wing. Salah, Egyptian king. So that's Mo Salah's
song. Who comes up with the songs?
I think it's like on, I just feel like he comes
he's
up in a
like,
chat
like, these
room.
Guys are fucking idiots. Salah hasn't said one true thing since he got here. A weekly wage?
But I think it's, I saw it on, I joined like the Liverpool official club, like official Reddit or whatever. And there someone submits lyrics and says to this anthem, and I don't know,
and
I still don't know the
how
internet.
Does it become the real Obladi Mo Salah, life goes on, ball.
They just it just happens, and then you hear it, like it feels like, I don't know, I actually would love to know, because there's this synchronicity where it's agreed upon by the fans and then it's just done in unison at one point and everyone's like, oh shit. So like Steven Gerrard had one, which is a great one. He's my favorite player of all time. And his was, and you'll just hear this, it'll go, Steve Gerrard, he'll pass the ball 40 yards. He's big and he's fucking hard. Steve Gerrard. And they'll just repeat
so
that.
So little kids and girls are singing fucking hard?
He's fucking hard. Yeah.
it's like yeah. this weird, yeah. Weird Al element of his sport.
Yeah. And we were so close. This breaks my heart. I should note, because people will comment about that, I didn't mention this. So we were very, very, very close to winning the Premier League in 2014. It's happening again right now. We could win. But in 2014, we were going to win. And Steven Gerrard, who is our best player, who lifted the Champions League for us, we beat Man City. And during that game, we were so close. We were points away, right? We just had to just keep going.
Just keep winning.
Three
Don't
games
lose.
Left.
Right.
And we were atop. And he grabbed the group together after we snatched a win. And he screamed at the players and he said, this does not fucking slip. And this is a famous soundbite from him in a huddle. And this really upsets me.
You're crying.
The next game, we're playing Chelsea. I think it was the next game. And the defender passes it to Steven Gerrard. And we have to win this game, or at least draw. We have to
get a point.
Keep going. And as he passes it to Steven Gerrard, he slips on the floor. And Demba Ba picks the ball up, the opposition player, and goes and scores. And we lose.
So he literally slipped.
So now they sing Steve Gerrard, he slipped on his fucking ass, and they changed the lyrics.
Wow.
So wherever we go, they'll keep chanting that. And anytime I tweet about Liverpool, someone tweets me a gif of him slipping. You could type it in and say, Gerrard slip. It's bad. And it breaks my heart. He's my favorite player of all time.
Is he still playing?
No. He's a manager now. He never got to lift the one trophy that he so badly wanted.
Yeah, he's.
I can't watch it. Don't even turn that around.
By the way, Demba Ba would also be good for Que Sera Sera.
That's
and
true.
So would Mo Salah.
The best song ever in football are the brothers. One is, his name is Yaya Toure. And the other brother is Kolo Toure. And they have the best chant ever in football.
Let's hear it.
It's just Yaya. Yaya 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 Toure Kolo because they used to play on the same team as well, and that's it, and it just goes over and over and over again.
Is that a British thing specifically, the song, or do other countries do? Like,
I think other countries do it.
So like Italy,
aren't there like ancient ones too? Right, they haven't been around that long.
Yeah, there are. I mean, You'll Never Walk Alone's been all right. They'll sing that.
Right.
So that plays every time we enter the go on the pitch, mm-hmm. And then also the club. The fans will sing it at various points.
Every club has a song? Even Boner Mouth?
Bournemouth. I've been waiting to wonder what the fuck is Boner Mouth? I'm like, yeah, Bournemouth.
Right over here, number 12, Boner Mouth.
It's Bournemouth. That took me way too long to go, what the fuck is he talking about? Most clubs have a song or a Manchester United's one. I think the most common one is they sing a song called Champione or something. It's about being champions.
You're City, so dismissive of the other songs.
I don't give
songs.
A fuck, yeah. Man City sing True Blue.
Yeah.
They're blue. Yeah, there's a few. It's very, I think it's more common with the there's this stigma against teams in the South. So particularly like London-based teams they're not very loud. They're more posh.
Civil.
They don't give it up as much as the Northern fans. The Northern fans are the loud ones. It's like Game of Thrones, right?
Oh,
that's Jake's.
The North.
Yeah, the North. Yeah. The rough and ready. Yep. They're down for fight.
If Liverpool's the Starks, then I'm 100% in.
Yeah, I feel like they would be. Yeah, they're up there. They're definitely like Winterfell.
right.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. We're up north, right. Just before Scotland and all of that. North, yeah. Before the wall.
There are no Scotland teams in the EPL.
No, right? They have their own Scottish league. There's only really two teams in Scotland that anyone cares about, but it's based mainly with to do with religion. It's Protestants and Catholics.
Tell me about this team. Jeez. Every team seems to be named after a city, and then at number nine is just the word Wolves. What's going on with that?
Wolverhampton.
So their mascot is the city. Almost.
Well, I believe, I could be wrong, the Wolverhampton Wolves. Was there two teams?
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yes, there were two teams.
Oh, wait,
hold on. Wolverhampton Wanderers, yeah. But wait, see, this shows I'm not prepared to just come in 2 hours and know about the Wolves.
This shows how quickly we started this podcast. We like texted you that we're thinking about starting it and then asked you to come in.
Okay. Yeah, and I only really know, what I know is enough to impress an American.
Yeah,
back home, if people are listening to this back
you're
home.
You're an expert to me.
Yeah,
for
but
sure.
I am like really poor.
So
I play more FIFA than I watch football.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So your endorsement basically is Liverpool, and then your anti-endorsement is Man City.
Yeah, and Man City. Yeah, because I believe that they are ruining football.
Okay. Are Manchester United and Manchester City in the same city?
And they would be considered derby rivals. So when Arsenal play Tottenham, they're rivals because of the distance they share the same city, right? So they're both North London clubs. So that's their rivalry. In Liverpool, our city rivals are called Everton.
Everton, I've heard of.
So that will be Everton, Liverpool will be considered a derby game. But then there are deep rivalries that are not related to necessarily being in the same city. So that would be Liverpool and Manchester United.
All right. Got it.
Let's talk names. We need to name this show. This is a few of our brainstorms. Should say mostly my brainstorms. Jake's favorite, wannabe hooligans.
Wannabe hooligans, okay.
Hooligan is just any soccer fan or a rowdy, drunken one?
I think...
Is it British specific?
Yeah, I mean, there's football hooligans.
Football
sure.
hooligans.
But yeah, a hooligan can still be a hooligan. But I think it's usually associated with football.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Great British Kickoff.
I like that.
Okay.
Great British Kickoff, yeah.
The Soccer Football Show.
Ooh.
New fan, who dis? Likes that one.
I just, after Wannabe Hooligans, every single title is from Amir. Okay. I have not come up with a single one.
New fan, who dis, is doing way better in my mind than
okay,
it should.
Okay, okay. Club Fanwich. It's kind of like a club sandwich pun, but also asking us which fan.
Club Fanwich.
Which club.
That's really strong too.
Okay. And lastly is yours, Kicking It. But I feel like maybe there's already a soccer football podcast called Kicking It.
Who said Kicking It?
I think you did at the top.
I did not endorse that. I could do better than Kicking It.
All right. Oh, yeah.
You said Kicking It, and then we said it should be.
I think it should be Football In It.
Football In It. Football In It?
Question mark.
And explain
or
in
Soccer
it.
In It.
In It is, well, deconstruct that for us.
What, the word In It?
Yeah.
Well, you know I use it a lot, right?
Yeah, is that Isn't It?
It is, yeah, it's Isn't It, and it would probably be used as a substitute for right.
Got it. Football, right?
Yeah.
Or ain't it? You can say ain't it.
Ain't it, yeah.
How would you spell it? IDN apostrophe T?
No, it'd be INNIT. In it.
Oh.
In it?
In it.
Football, in it?
INNIT. Yeah, in it.
Okay.
Are we imposters for using that word, or is it okay for us to appropriate it like that? Football.
I'm letting you.
Oh, you'll allow it.
I'm endorsing it. I don't think anyone can say anything. So I that's what I would throw out. I like the club Sam club football. What
club Fanwich?
Club Fanwich.
Fanwich.
It's
it's a
good pun, but a terrible podcast.
But this podcast is not going to last forever. Yeah, we can like, get a little disposable.
The podcast has to have like a name that's like, oh, what's that new podcast you listen to?
Club Fanwich. It's Club Fanwich.
Like, hey, check out this new podcast. Like, it has to have a name that you're not afraid to say.
New Fan Who Dis is, I'm not afraid to say New Fan Who Dis, because this is, we're
it doesn't
trying
really
to say
convey what
is
the
that,
show
is. That
yeah,
kind
it's
of,
not football.
And is that
specific.
Also aged?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
I think
dated.
It is. I think.
Like, is the cover image you dabbing?
In a perfect world. What about Fan
I've been
Daniel?
Wearing Opa sunglasses.
Opa football style. Fan Daniel back at it again with the club fans. Boatermouth, USA?
Oh, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
If you're going just purely on your location where you were born, what team should you be a fan of?
That's a great question. I think I could get away with – you don't know, I'm not from North London. I'm from Northwest London. But it would be completely acceptable if I supported Arsenal because it's not that far on the tube, right?
So, like, in London, it's a matter of, like, blocks.
I mean, there's so many teams in London, like Chelsea. Like I said, I didn't even get to, like, Queen's Park Rangers, which would be really close to me. There's another club called, Fulham.
Fulham's 19th. They're going to be relegated, dude.
Yeah, Fulham aren't doing well. But they were also newly promoted, which is a struggle. So they've just come up.
How often do you just come up and they're like, all right, back down with you?
That happens a lot. Although a few years ago, and I'm not pitching for you to support this club, but Leicester came up, were newly promoted, and then won the league.
That's right. And there was like a 500-1 shot.
Fucking unheard of. It was insane.
How did they win?
They just went on a – there was a – I think they had a great manager. They had – and the thing is, the league below them is probably harder than our league in its own way. It's so competitive. So you,
right,
I think if
all of the teams are just mediocre trying to get to the top.
But I think they're all actually really good.
Oh.
Like, so there's another, okay, fucking hell. Okay. EPL, Premier League.
Yep.
So Liverpool, for instance, when they start a season, right, in August, will be available for four separate competitions at the exact same time. You have the Premier League, which they'll be doing. Then they have the Champions League, which they've progressed in. They're now in the knockout stages of the last 16. They're also in the FA Cup, and they're in the League Cup. I think they just crashed out of the FA Cup yesterday. Those are where you will play, and they're English, the FA Cup and the English Cup, and the League Cup. The League Cup will be played, and I don't know why. The League Cup's the most stupidest one. It's just those same 20 teams playing. I believe. But the FA Cup lets in, so you'll be playing teams in the division below you.
I can't.
You're doing
that. We got to stick to the EPL. I can't wrap my head around these four leagues.
I know. There's two tournaments. There's three tournaments and one league. You'll be in three tournaments and one league every year.
Okay.
If you qualify.
Jesus Christ.
Just focus on the big
six.
But
don't you, like, Ollie, don't you have like seven, you guys play like seven games, you play way more games than we do.
In basketball, it's 82 games. In 82? Football, it's 60.
Isn't that not a little excessive?
Baseball, it's 161.
Wait, why'd 161?
You need
that?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
But why'd you need that?
You know, because you got to watch something every summer day for 3.5 months.
Straight. Wait, definitely don't need that much baseball. Sometimes they play two baseball games in a day, a doubleheader.
It's very easy to play baseball. You don't have to walk.
Not on the pitch.
All you have
to not in it. Don't they fuck up their shoulders all?
Yeah,
their shoulders
pitchers are once every 5 days.
But if you look at
days.
Any like baseball players' bodies, they're pretty much weird looking, out of shape.
Yeah, you can be a fat 47-year-old and play baseball.
There's just David no Wells. Way. There's no way like our football players can play that volume of games.
Yeah, what's the oldest football player?
Depends what position you play. I think goalkeepers tend to have probably the most longevity.
38, maybe.
They can go up to they can go into their 40s. I think Buffon. He's an Italian.
Bald dude, right?
No. Good looking guy, beautiful eyes. I did a commercial with him.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'll give you an exclusive.
Okay.
I had a cigarette outside with him while he was in season.
Whoa.
He was just fired. We haven't even posted this episode
cut
yet.
Cut in half.
is it Gianluigi Buffon? Yeah, he's in his 40s.
Wow.
So goalkeepers tend to have the most longevity. It depends on, it's usually to do with speed.
Yeah.
As you start getting slower. So there are positions that it's okay to lose your speed a little bit.
Yeah.
But usually most people start looking at retiring in their early 30s.
I guess it's just like any sport.
Mid-30s.
How often are players bought in, like, to another league entirely?
Oh, very often.
So like if you have a favorite player, they could be gone. Like, what? I guess what's the average? Like, your favorite player, will you be able to watch them for a few years, or is it?
You
like...
usually, I think you'll probably get between 3 and 5, right? From when you buy someone, unless something crazy happens, you're usually going to see that guy for about 3 to 5 years. Mo Salah is in his second year.
But are there the lifers that this guy's been on the team for 15 years?
Oh yeah, for sure. You'll get the guys that just won't. They'll hold their position. They'll stay there. I mean, Steven Gerrard didn't leave us for fuck, I think he might have played for us for 17 years or something. Jesus. Like that. Yeah, from he came on the pitch when he was not like that. He walked on the first when he was subbed.
Oh,
on.
He walked on.
He walked on. That's the word I was looking for. He was like 17, and I think he retired from us at 33 or something.
That's
like
cool. So there are some similarities to like the American football, the American basketball we watch, but then there are some things that just don't compute.
I think the closest. I mean, in terms of, for me, watching, being in America and what do I identify with, I think basketball and ice hockey be all like the ones I can grab the most.
Yeah.
Ice hockey makes sense.
Ice hockey, definitely. I find that really enjoyable. That would be my sport once I immigrate into your country.
The Canucks. Good. You're going to be a Canucks fan, a Kings fan, a Ducks fan?
Ducks.
Nice.
And that is not just because of the Disney movie. It is. I wanted to have a cool excuse. I don't.
There's literally no other reason.
Yeah, it's to do with, what's his name? Joshua Jackson.
All Josh Jackson. All Pacey.
Emilio Estevez.
Yeah. What was the name of the coach? Gordon Bombay.
Yeah. Gordon Bombay. That's
it's knuckle puck.
Which is your nickname.
That is. Yeah. Gordon Bombay.
That's your porn name.
That's funny enough. That's also where I get my eyebrows done.
Gordon
Bombay Brow Club.
Really?
Yeah.
Good man.
Great eyebrows.
Thanks, man.
All right, Rahul. Thank you so much for joining us on this first episode.
I feel like you've learned fuck all.
No, we've learned a lot. Because we went from absolute zero.
Yeah.
And what have you got now?
We know.
You know how to sing the Mo Salah song.
That's all we need to know. We know that Liverpool is red.
What is it?
Mo Salah. That's my pitch.
You've switched. Players and songs there.
We don't have a title for the show yet, but at least we've learned a lot about
football.
I'm going
to throw out for you guys, soccer in it.
Soccer in it.
You got an English word and you got a typical English word and a very American word smushed together.
Kind of, yeah. Like East meets West style.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. Club sandwich. Really,
it's growing on me. It's growing on Jake. We just need a song for it. Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to talk about? Discuss? No.
What,
shout out
iZombie
your Twitter, iZombie.
Nah.
No? Last season, who cares?
Yeah,
senioritis.
I don't really care. My Twitter and my Instagram, I guess, RoyalColey13. But even that, I'm not even using that much anymore.
Yeah, what are you taking a
You've
Twitter
just got
hiatus?
Me at a really weird time
we
in
got
my
you.
Life.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
I just
in
you just want to call out AT&T for giving you shit the last few days.
Yeah, no service. You told me to wait for a technician yesterday. Didn't show up.
Well, you're here because he didn't show up, so I'm
That's
a little
true.
Bit thankful to them for that. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. This premiere episode will be on our regular podcast feed, and then starting now afterwards will be on our Patreon feed, so you can listen to the rest of the episodes on Patreon.
This is a HeadGum podcast.
Oh,
we don't
very
even have to
good.
Play Rose now. We got it.
We nailed it. If you have your own suggestions as to which clubs, squads, teams we should
Does anyone call it become? Squads?
Yeah.
People do?
Yeah, squad. Yeah, we'll say squad.
All right, we're still for sale, we should just say.
Yeah.
Still up in the air, so let us
know. Oh, I didn't work.
For cash.
What's that?
I will like a team for cash.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Buyout plus
Man
a weekly,
City has the most
a
cash,
weekly
right?
salary. Can we get that billionaire to pay Jake 20 grand a week to be a fan?
Probably.
Sure.
He's an influencer.
He can do that. Yeah, you influence.
The
right?
oil wells run deep in his country.
All right, we'll be back soon. Bye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why
don't
you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.